as always, fierce rivalry between these two sides and a vocal crowd here at O'Donnell Park. But the Burke fans haven't had too much to shout about. The Satanta fans have, and they have been the more boisterous on this occasion. And you can probably hear them in the background as we are now deep into stoppage time. Probably about a minute left in this second semi-final of this year's Grand Canal Hotel Dublin Donegal Senior Hurling Championship. There's another stop in the action, and that has been the story of this game. Stop, start, but significantly on the scoreboard, it reads Satanta 122, Burt 212. That second Burt goal from Stephen Gillespie will prove to be too little, too late for them. And it must be said that Satanta themselves will feel they should have got a second goal. They had a great chance from Sean Ward midway through the second half when he was in a great position to score but somehow missed it, although in fairness to him he had scored a fine point just moments earlier. Well, there's a Satanta man down on the deck, that's Ryan Coyle, a little bit of maybe afters there in these closing stages, but it'll all be academic at the end of the contest. A referee going over, the linesman in fact going over, just to tell the players to get on with it. And the clock shows 63 minutes and 10 seconds. We were told there would be 3 minutes of additional time. Satanta have possession. It's just a case of keep ball now before we hear that final whistle. The ball goes out to the far side as Satanta play in towards the clubhouse end. They're still in possession, Burke defending to get the ball back and launch what could be their last attack. But at this stage, it really is going to be precious little too late, and the whistle goes. Some people thought that was a final whistle, but it was in fact for over carrying. So there's a free here for Satanta, and they will be in no hurry at all to take it. Jared Gilmore will go over, and he's just walking leisurely to the spot that's been indicated by the official on the far side. He's deep inside his own half, about 10 metres inside his own half, and taking his time here, looks up to see what his options are. Is he going to strike it long? He is indeed, and so this could well be the last chance of the game. He scored one from inside his own half early on. He launches it, it comes down, it's heading towards the goal. The umpires look at it, but it looks to have gone wide. It has gone wide. The distance was right, the height was right, but the accuracy wasn't, and it drops to the right of the goal and has gone out of play. So Paul Byrne hitting the ball out, and there goes the final whistle. It's all over. The champions have been defeated. Satanta, the 2023 winners, they go through to the final. Satanta, one goal and 22 points. Burt, two goals and 12 points. It's the men from the cross, the Killigordon side. Satanta have made it through. They beat Burt earlier on in the group stages of the campaign. They've done it today in the semi-final, and few can argue with the outcome. A better team won on the day. Disappointment for Burt, but for Satanta, what awaits them now is a fixture against St. Eunan's in what will surely be a really eagerly awaited, well-fought final. Eunan's very impressive earlier on today as they beat Sean McCool's by 425 to 2 goals and 7 points. And now it's Satanta who'll join them in this year's decider. 18 times Satanta have won the title before. Eunan's last won it in 2021. That's the final. Eunan's against Satanta. We'll have reaction from this one shortly. The final score here at O'Donnell Park in the second semi-final. It's finished Satanta, a goal and 22 points. Burt, 2 goals and 12.